All right, so ready to dive deep into creating the ultimate Havanese playground. And we're not just talking jungle gyms and swing sets here.
Right.
We're talking about a space that's like custom designed to make your Havanese the happiest, most stimulated pup on the block.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, it's really important to understand that these little fluff balls, they're not just content with like lounging around all day.
Well, tell me about it.
They may be small, but they've got this like inner spark. You know, it goes all the way back to their history as companions to Cuban nobility.
Companions to royalty. Wow.
That's
okay.
Right.
So like mini princes and princesses of the dog world. No pressure there. But seriously, what does that actually mean for us, like everyday Havanese parents?
Well, it means that to really see them thrive, we need to tap into that legacy of like intelligence and energy.
So it's not just about those daily walks around the block.
Walks are great. Don't get me wrong. But we got to up the game a bit. Think mental workouts disguised as fun and games.
Mm.
Did you know that mental enrichment, it's just as vital for Havanese as physical exercises?
Really? I'll admit, I've been all about the belly rubs and playtime. So what are we talking, like doggy Sudoku?
Okay, maybe not Sudoku, but you're on the right track.
Okay.
Havanese, they need puzzles and challenges to like really keep those clever minds engaged. Otherwise, you risk, you know.
The dreaded Havanese tantrum.
Exactly.
Yeah, seen those. Definitely want to avoid a bored Havanese. So, do we swap the chew toys for a Rubik's Cube?
Not exactly a Rubik's Cube, but think more along the lines of, like, puzzle toys, crayonis, treat dispensing balls, things like that.
Okay.
These are fantastic for stimulating their problem-solving skills.
So instead of just, you know, gnawing on something,
mm-hmm.
they got to figure out how to get those tasty rewards.
Exactly. And you can even take it up a notch. Make your own puzzle toys.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Something as simple as like hiding treats in a muffin tin,
right.
covering it with tennis balls.
Right.
That can actually provide a surprising amount of mental stimulation for them.
Oh, I love that. My inner DIY enthusiast is like coming alive. But okay, gotta be honest. Variety is the spice of life, right? Do we need to like constantly come up with new games?
You're spot on. Variety is key. Just like you wouldn't want to like eat the same meal every day, your Havanese is going to appreciate a rotating menu of mental challenges.
Okay, that makes total sense.
Yeah.
So we've got their clever minds occupied. What about all that, like, boundless energy they have? Seems like they can go from 0 to 60 in, like, a nanosecond.
And we're going to tap into that. This is where we, like, unleash their inner athlete. And the best part is you don't need a, like, massive backyard to create an enriching physical environment for them.
Okay, that's music to my ears. Apartment living, you know, space is precious.
Yeah.
So what can we do?
Even a small space, you can transform it into a like mini agility course. Think broom snicks. You balance them on some sturdy objects. Those are your hurdles.
Oh,
blankets draped over chairs, instant tunnels.
Wait, are we really allowed to like use our household items like that?
Absolutely. The key is to kind of like look at your space from your dog's perspective, that laundry basket. Not just for clothes anymore. Toss in some toys or treats. Boom, instant challenge.
I am loving this.
Yeah.
So simple, yet so brilliant. It's like those kids who turn cardboard boxes into spaceships.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly. Now imagine if those cardboard box spaceships had like different textures and scents inside of them.
Ooh, now you're talking. Engaging all those senses. Tell me more.
So Havanese, they have this incredible ability to experience the world through their senses.
Oh, yeah.
In a way that like, we humans can only imagine.
That's true. Their noses are like these built-in GPS systems, you know?
Exactly. So how do we tap into that superpower? How do we make it part of their playground?
Yeah.
Think about creating a sensory experience for them, something that's engaging, enriching, maybe even like therapeutic. Have you ever considered like a dedicated sensory garden, even if it's just, you know, a small corner of your yard or even your balcony?
A sensory garden. That sounds amazing, but I got to be honest. I don't exactly have like a green thumb.
You don't have to be a master gardener to create a sensory haven for, you know, for your Havanese.
Okay.
Start by like picturing this small, like fenced off area, right? Maybe add a shallow pit filled with dirt because they love to dig.
Mine would set up camp in that dirt pit. It'd be like their version of a day at the beach.
Exactly. And to really kind of like add to that sensory experience,
yeah.
Plant a few dog-friendly herbs. Lavender, rosemary, even mint.
Okay.
Not only do they smell fantastic, but, you know, some even believe they have calming properties for dogs.
Oh, so it's like aromatherapy for our furry friends.
Exactly.
I'm already feeling zen just thinking about it.
And here's a little extra touch. Consider adding like a flat rock or even a paving stone in a sunny spot. It'll warm up naturally and provide your Havanese with a cozy spot to just like bask and soak up some rays.
Okay. Playground envy is real. This all sounds incredible. But let's talk about, you know, those Havanese who might not have access to a yard or a balcony. Can we still create those sensory experiences indoors?
Absolutely. Remember those snuffle mats we talked about?
Yes.
They're like a treasure hunt and a sensory experience all rolled into one.
Right. The ones that look like a fluffy fabric explosion.
Yeah.
But I always thought those were like store-bought.
You can totally DIY a snuffle mat.
Okay.
Find a rubber mat with holes in it. You know, the kind you might use for drainage or by a doorway.
Gotcha.
Okay, perfect. Then simply cut up some like old fleece blankets or towels into strips and thread them through the holes.
Mm-hmm.
You can use different colors and textures to make it even more stimulating.
Okay, this is blowing my mind. This is so simple, but so smart.
Right.
So we're basically hiding treats within this maze of fabric.
Exactly. Your Havanese will use their nose and their paws to like search for those hidden treasures, engaging their sense of smell and touch at the same time.
It's like a brain teaser and a spa day all in one.
Mm-hmm.
We've covered so much. Mental puzzles, sensory gardens, DIY projects. Is there anything we're missing in this quest for like the ultimate Havanese playground experience?
We've touched upon it, but it's so important. Havanese are incredibly social creatures.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Tiny ambassadors of joy, always ready to like make a new friend.
Right. Their history as companion dogs means they thrive on interaction,
yeah,
both with their humans and, you know, if their temperament allows, with,
yeah,
other dogs.
So playdates, a big yes for those Havanese who enjoy the company of their own kind.
Absolutely. Just like we humans enjoy, like, you know, catching up with friends, playdates allow Havanese to socialize.
Yeah.
Play, burn off energy in a way that's just, you know, not possible with just us humans.
Like their version of like a day at the park, running around, playing games, making memories. But let's be real. Sometimes even the most social butterfly needs a break, right?
Yeah.
What about those moments when our Havanese, they need a little downtime? How do we make sure their playground also includes a space for rest and relaxation?
Oh my gosh, yes. It's like clockwork. We have a blast, zoom around, and then
you know what, deal back in.
Just out, like a light.
Yeah.
It's like someone flipped the off switch.
That's so true. Havanese, they might have this like boundless energy,
right,
but they also need those moments of like peace and quiet to recharge. Okay.
So like us.
Yeah, that makes sense. So it's not just about creating a space that's, you know, stimulating and exciting, but also one that offers like a sense of security and calm.
You got it. Think of it like designing a haven within their playground.
Okay.
It doesn't have to be anything fancy. A designated dog bed.
Right.
A specific blanket, even just a quiet corner of the room. It can work wonders.
Yeah. Their own little escape, you know?
Exactly.
Where they can just like decompress and just be a dog.
And, you know, here's a little insider tip. You can like enhance that sense of security in their rest area by making it feel like a den.
A den. Okay.
Right.
So, like with sticks and leaves.
Okay. Maybe not that literal.
Okay.
But you can drape a blanket over like a small table.
Right.
To create this like cozy enclosed space. Or if you're Havanese, they have a crate that they enjoy. Make sure it's outfitted with comfy bedding. Maybe even a calming diffuser, you know, with some dog safe essential oils. Lavender or chamomile.
Oh, I've heard amazing things about those diffusers, especially for like anxious pups.
Yeah.
It's incredible how these like small details can make such a big difference for them. But we've covered so much ground today.
We have.
Mental games, sensory gardens, DIY projects.
It's a lot.
It's a lot. Where do we even start?
You're right. You know, it's all about finding what works for your individual dog.
Right.
And your lifestyle.
Okay.
And that's where like observation is key.
So we need to become like Havanese detectives.
Kind of. Mm. Watch how they interact with their environment. Do they like gravitate towards puzzles or do they prefer a good old-fashioned game of fetch? Do they sniff every nook and cranny on walks?
Mm.
Or are they more interested in like socializing with other dogs?
Okay.
These little cues can tell you so much about what types of enrichment they'll really thrive on.
It's like we're getting to know them on a whole new level.
Exactly. And that's what makes this so rewarding. It's not just about building a playground. It's about like deepening that bond that we share with our Havanese and,
yeah,
creating a space where they genuinely feel, you know, loved, stimulated and fulfilled.
That's beautifully said. We've covered so much ground today.
We have.
From like understanding their unique needs to those practical tips and DIY projects.
Okay.
I don't know about you, but I am feeling so inspired right now.
Me too. Right. And remember, creating an enriching environment for your Havanese, it should be a joyful experience full of discovery and those like heartwarming aha moments for both of you.
Absolutely. It's all about embracing those moments of play and exploration and connection.
Yes.
That's what makes, you know, being a dog parent so incredibly special. Well, thanks for diving deep with us today.
It was my pleasure.
And until next time, happy playing, everyone.
The Havanese HQ Podcast is a production of Havanese World and available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube Music, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, and Pandora. Gary Fujioka Sr. is the managing editor and executive producer.